Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Which is the verse? Huh? 19? Yeah? Okay, Bhagavad Gita chapter 2, text 19. Yainam veti hantaram.
Yainam veti hantaram.
Yaschainam manyate hatam.
Yaschainam manyate hatam.
Avoto na vijanito.
Avoto na vijanito.
Nayam hanti na hanyate.
Nayam hanti na hanyate.
Ya inam veti hantaram.
Ya inam veti hantaram.
Yaschainam manyate hatam.
Yaschainam manyate hatam.
Uboto na vijanito.
Uboto na vijanito.
Nayam hanti na hanyate.
Nayam hanti na hanyate.
Ya inam veti hantaram.
Ya inam veti hantaram.
Yaschainam manyate hatam. Yaschainam manyate hatam. Ubhauto na vijanito.
Ubhauto na vijanito.
Nayam hanti na hanyate.
Nayam hanti na hanyate.
Chant.
Ya enam veti hantaram.
Ya enam veti hantaram.
Yaschainam manyata hatam.
Yaschainam manyate hatam.
Ubhauto na vijanito.
Ubhauto na vijanito.
Nayam hanti na hanyate.
Nayam hanti na hanyate.
Nayena veti hantaram.
Nayena veti hantaram.
Yaschainam manyate hatam.
Yaschainam manyate hatam.
Yeah.
Anyone who
enam,
enam,
this,
this,
veti,
veti,
knows,
knows,
hantaram,
hantaram,
the killer,
the killer,
ya,
ya,
anyone who,
anyone who,
cha,
cha,
also,
also,
enam,
enam,
this,
this,
manyate,
manyate,
thinks,
thinks,
hatam,
hatam,
killed,
killed,
ubal,
ubal,
both,
both,
so,
so,
they,
na,
nah,
never,
never,
vijanita,
vijanita,
are in knowledge,
na,
nah,
never,
never,
I am,
this,
this,
hanti,
kill,
na,
nah,
nor,
hanyate,
is killed.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Neither he who thinks the living entity the slayer, nor he who thinks it slain, is in knowledge, for the self slays not, nor is slain. Complete.
Purport.
When an embodied living entity is hurt by fatal weapons, it is to be known that the living entity within the body is not killed. The spirit soul is so small that it is impossible to kill him by any material weapon, as will be evident from subsequent verses. Nor is the living entity killable because of his spiritual constitution. What is killed or is supposed to be killed is the body only. This, however, does not at all encourage killing of the body. The Vedic injunction is Mahimshyat Sarva Bhutani, never commit violence to anyone. Nor does understanding that the living entity is not killed encourage animal slaughter. Killing the body of anyone without authority is abominable and is punishable by the law of the state, as well as by the law of the Lord. Arjuna, however, is being engaged in killing for the principle of religion and not whimsically.
ดังจะมีหลักฐานในตโลกต่อไปและดวงวิญญาณถูกฆ่าไม่ได้เนื่องจากพื้นฐานแห่งความเป็นทิพย์สิ่งที่ถูกฆ่าหรือสมมติว่าถูกฆ่าเป็นเพียงร่างกายวัตถุเท่านั้นอย่างไรก็ดีณที่นี้มิได้ส่งเสริมการเข็นฆ่าร่างกายคำสอนของพระเวทมาหิมยาสารบูชานิห้ามเบียดเบียนผู้ใดและเมื่อเข้าใจว่าสิ่งมีชีวิตไม่มีวันถูกฆ่าก็ไม่ได้ส่งเสริมการฆ่าสัตว์ณที่นี้การฆ่าผู้ใดโดยไม่ได้รับอนุญาตเป็นบาปอย่างมหันต์และจะต้องถูกลงโทษด้วยกฎของรัฐและกฎของพระเจ้าอย่างไรก็ตามองค์อรุณะทรงปฏิบัติการสังหารเพื่อหลักธรรมแห่งศาสนาซึ่งไม่ได้ทำตามอำเภอใจ
Om Agyanat Mrandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sadrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Satevam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam
Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakha Nitamshya He Krishna Karana Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Vae Vacha Patitanam Pavane Vyo Vaishnavi Vyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So in the beginning of the second chapter, Arjuna told Krishna he did not want to fight. Arjuna said to Krishna that it is wrong to kill people. Arjuna was feeling some compassion on the people he was supposed to fight. Compassion is a good quality, it's a quality of a devotee. We are supposed to be compassionate. But we're supposed to be compassionate for the soul, not for the body. If we place all our compassion on the body, then that is also ignorance. Our concern, our compassion is for the soul, to try to elevate the soul out of ignorance. Most people, they feel compassion for the body. Yeah, they want to feed the poor. They want to give houses for people who have no home. They want to give medicine for the sick people. You know, in eye camps, they have many places in India, they go eye camp, they'll do operations on people's eyes. So many, when there is disaster, when there is some fire or flood, then people will try to help the affected people, the people in need. So this is all compassion, but compassion based on the body. We give the example about the man drowning in the sea. And we go to save him. But we save his jacket instead of the man. No. We say, I've saved him, I have him. But we only have his jacket. So this is compassion based on the body. We want to put attention on the soul.
Now, Srila Prabhupada quotes from the Vedas that we should not use violence to other living entities.
Never commit violence to anyone. Mahimsyat sarva bhutani.
Yeah, we believe in ahimsa, non-violence. It's a good thing. In the 13th chapter, divine quality, or 14th, later on in the Bhagavad Gita, there Krishna mentions many different divine qualities, good qualities, godly qualities. And one of them is ahimsa. As devotees, we don't like to wear things made from animal skins. Yeah, we don't eat animal food and we don't like to wear it on our bodies. We don't like leather shoes and leather belts and these things. Because there's a lot of violence required to get these things. In Hong Kong, they have snake medicine. There are many different medicines. They make them from the animals. So we try not to take those things, because that encourages violence. But here in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is telling Arjuna to be violent. He wants Arjuna to be violent. One of the principles, one of the main principles of our philosophy is we should practice non-violence, we should not kill. We don't like people. We don't, you know, if somebody comes here and they tell us, you know, they're raising animals and selling them for slaughter, then we'll say, oh, that's very bad, that's very sinful. Maybe they keep a lot of chickens or pigs, and then they make them fat, and then they kill them and sell them. So we will say, oh, this is very bad, you should not do this. But here is Krishna telling Arjuna, you should fight, you should kill these people. Tells Arjuna, you should be violent. You shouldn't be non-violent, you're supposed to be violent. So this seems like a contradiction between the teachings. It's a contradiction. So we should understand Krishna's reason for encouraging Arjuna to be violent. Violence sometimes has to be used in order to have to in order for the purpose of justice.
ควรที่จะใช้เมื่อเวลาที่เพื่อความยุติธรรม
Just like a murderer, if a murderer is taken to court, somebody may have killed many people, and then he comes to court. So then he's found to be guilty that he's killed many people, so the judge should sentence the man to death. Nowadays in many countries, Western countries, they don't have death penalty. They don't kill people. They say, no, this is not good.
ในทางยุโรปเนี่ยเขาก็จะมีกฎขึ้นมาใหม่ว่าเขาจะไม่ฆ่าคนไม่มีการฆ่าค
น because they're thinking this violence is wrong
เพราะเขาไม่คิดว่าการลงโทษแบบฆ่าเนี่ยมันเป็นสิ่งที่ผิด
but according to the Vedas Manu Samhita in the Manu Samhita it says if somebody kills someone they should be killed.
แต่ว่าในตามมนุษยสมิตาแล้วเนี่ยบอกว่าถ้าเกิดผู้คนเนี่ยบุคคลหนึ่งเนี่ยได้ไปฆ่าบุคคลหนึ่งบุคคลนั้นเนี่ยควรได้รับการลงโทษโดยการที่ถูกฆ่าไปเช่นกัน
And if they're not killed, then they will suffer a lot.
ถ้าเกิดว่าบุคคลที่ไปฆ่าผู้อื่นแล้วไม่ถูกฆ่าเนี่ยเขาจะได้รับความทุกข์มากมาย
They will suffer in this life and in the next.
เขาจะมีความทุกข์ทั้งในชีวิตนี้และในชีวิตหน้า
So it's to their benefit that they're killed.
มันจะเป็นผลประโยชน์สำหรับเขาถ้าเกิดเขาถูกฆ่าเนี่ยตอนนี
้ So the judge has to order violence. You have to kill this person.
เพราะฉะนั้นผู้ตัดสินเนี่ยควรที่จะให้คำตัดสินเลยว่าควรที่จะฆ่าบุคคล
And similarly, when there is disease in the body, sometimes the doctor will have to be violent to the body. Just like if you get some infection, you get some boil, then the doctor may say, I'll have to take a knife and cut it. So we may say, I don't like this. I don't want you to cut me. Please don't cut me. But if the doctor does not cut, he cannot cure the disease. So violence.By the doctor is to cure the disease. So we see that violence has some use. It can be properly used for the benefit of people. In the same way, Krishna is ordering Arjuna to be violent for the purpose of supreme religious, supreme justice. For the principles of religion, Arjuna. But Prabhupada said,Krishna's instruction is not whimsical. It is not just some whims. He's not just saying, yeah, you should kill them. I think it would be good. You know, it's not just some whims. He's not just making some statement without properly thinking, consideration. Yeah, we should know how to use everything properly. There's a story, the spiritual master asked the disciple, bring me some haritaka. I have some indigestion. I want to take haritaka. Haritaka is type of seed.which you take. If you chew it, then it's good for digestion. So he asked his disciple, bring me haritaka, I want to eat haritaka. So the disciple, he knew what haritaka was, but he did not know how to properly give it for eating. So he did not ask the guru, he just himself, he thought it must be like fruit, and he cut off the outside part and he gave him the inside part. So when he gave it to the guru, guru said, what's this? Why you give me this? Where's the skin? You're supposed to eat the skin, not the seeds. He said, what kind of stupid disciple are you? You give me this part to eat, so I'm supposed to eat the outside part, not the inside part. So after some days, he asked the disciple, bring me some cardamom. So the disciple thought, he said, oh, before I gave the wrong part. Before I gave the inside part. That was wrong. So this time, I'll be sure, I know what to do. So he took away the inside part and he gave the outside part to the guru. The guru said, what is this? Where's the seeds? They said, but Guruji, you told me the seeds no good. You wanted the skin. He said, that was haritaka. This is cardamom. They're different. So this is called speculation. This is speculation. You don't know what to do. You decide on your own without proper knowing and you do the wrong thing. But when Krishna decides to do things, Krishna is not a speculator. Krishna is no fool. Krishna is the Supreme Truth. He knows everything properly and he knows what should be done. So we should understand Krishna's qualification different from any ordinary person. Krishna is never under the influence of the material energy. Krishna controls the material energy. Everything is under his control. So when he's asking Arjuna to fight, this is the highest, this is the absolute instruction. It is not whimsical. But we see in the modern times, we see some other people, they're also using violence, and they also say this is for religious principles.
ทุกคนก็ยังมีการเบียดเบียนแล้วก็บอกว่านี่เนี่ยเป็นการปฏิบัติไปเพื่อหลักฐาน
We know it wasn't long ago before not long ago we saw airplanes fly into Twin Towers in New York and kill hundreds and thousands of people in the name of religion So, is there any difference between Krishna's instruction and what they're doing? Of course, there's a big difference. That Krishna is himself the personality of Godhead.
มันมีข้อแตกต่างที่ใหญ่หลวงมาเพราะคริสต์เนี่ยทรงเป็นบุคลิกภาพของสิ่งนี
้ and he indirectly he is responsible for this battle of Kurukshetra to take place
แล้วก็เขาเนี่ยก็ทรงเป็นคล้ายๆผู้รับผิดชอบในสงครามที่คุรุเชตรา
and he has brought all of these different kshatriyas and different kings from all over the worldHe has gathered them all at Kurukshetra. And he's going to relieve the earth of the burden of all of these people. But he will relieve the earth in a religious way. They will fight a religious war.And in this way they will die a glorious death. Then Krishna is not gathering a lot of innocent people, young men and young women, and having them all killed. No.These are Kshatriyas who have come there ready to fight. But when they go into the subway with a bomb or fly an airplane into a building, they take the lives of so many innocent people.
แต่เมื่อที่ทำกันสมัยปัจจุบันโดยที่เอาเครื่องบินไปชนตึกอะไรก็เป็นการทำที่มันจะมีบุคคลที่ไม่รู้เรื่องแต่ตายไป
And not only warriors, not only soldiers, but innocent women and even children can be killed.
ไม่ใช่แค่ผู้ที่จะทำสงครามด้วยกันเท่านั้นแต่ว่าแม้แต่พวกนักเรียนหรือเด็กๆที่ไม่รู้เรื่องก็ถูกฆ่าเลย
So this is a demonic mentality. Those people who are demonic mentalities described in Bhagavad Gita, that people who are against my thinking, then I'll have them killed. Yeah, if you don't agree with me, with what I say, then you all have to be killed. But Krishna's arrangement, this battle, is not like that. Krishna has brought all of these different kings together, and they're given a chance to fight according to their religious principles.
ตรงนี้เนี่ยคริสต์เนี่ยเรียกพวกกษัตริย์ที่พร้อมในการต่อสู้เพื่อฝ่ายธรรมะแล้วก็มาต่อสู้กัน
And then this is the highest principle of religion.
อันนี้ก็เป็นหลักธรรมแห่งศาสนาที่สูงสุด
Krishna is killing according to the He has come to re-establish the religious principle.
Krishna มาเนี่ยเพื่อที่จะสถาปนาราชธรรมแห่งสัตว
์ But if you just go in a subway or go in an airplane and blow up the airplane or you know you don't establish any religious principles by doing that That's simply destroying religious principles. So we want to understand all of these things properly. Ahimsa is the highest principle for a Buddhist, but in Vaishnavism, it is not the highest principle of religion. It's important. We appreciate ahimsa. It's good to be non-violent. We don't encourage violence. But there's something higher than being non-violent. Higher than being non-violent is to develop love for God. One who has love of God will also be non-violent. Someone may be non-violent, but may not have any love for God. Many people are non-violent, they don't even believe in God. So Lord Buddha, he came to teach non-violence, but that is not the highest teaching of religion. Krishna is encouraging Arjuna to fight and to be violent, and that is the highest principle of religion. Krishna is ordering Arjuna to surrender to him and to be violent. Because surrender means you do what Krishna wants. And that is the highest principle of religion. We don't just think what I like, I'll do what I like. I like that, I'll do this. No, we think what does Krishna like? So in this way, Krishna is encouraging Arjuna. Any question?
You're saying in Manu Samhita, right?
Yeah.
Say, like if person killing a person, right, they have to be killed, right?
Yeah.
And what about like when person killing the animal?
If a person kills an animal.
Yes, what is the difference like we killing a person and killing an animal?
Well, killing a person is more serious, you get greater reaction for killing a person than for killing an animal. If you kill a cow in Nepal, I heard you can go to jail. The cow is protected. But they won't hang you if you kill a cow. So there are different kinds of animals. You know, some animals are more important and more valuable than others. If you kill a cow, it's different from killing a mosquito. If you kill a snake, that's different also. So it depends which particular animal you're killing and how, why you're killing. But certainly the cow is very important. The cow should always be protected. So if you kill cows, you have to take birth for every hair on the head, on the body of the cow. And you'll be killed. For every hair on the body of the cow, you'll be killed. So to kill a cow is very simple. But if you kill a snake, you know, they said even the sadhu is pleased when you kill a snake. Because snakes are envious creatures. And they may bite and kill innocent people. So it's different for different creatures, but it's very different. Killing a person and killing an animal are different. Killing a person is punishable by law. Killing an animal is not punishable by laws of the state, but by laws of God you punish. Still, it said that even, you know, when your power of devotional service is so great, it says, you know, when you circumambulate Tulsi, it can destroy the sin of killing even a Brahmana. Now, to kill a person is one thing, but if you kill a Brahmana, that's even more serious. So that we see, just as there are different animals, there's also different people. So to kill Brahmanas, they're very dear to Krishna. It's a great sin. But still you can get free of that sin by devotion. But that doesn't mean we should take advantage. We should take care, we should never be unnecessarily violent. Even with insects, tiny insects, tiny animals. Yeah, there's a hellish planet where people kill, who kill innocent insects go. So devotee is careful not to ever kill unnecessarily. We should always be engaged in Krishna service. That way there will be no karma from our activities. Okay. Any other question?
Maharaj, we eat the curd. Curd is having a lot of bacteria. We kill them and we eat them.
Curd? Well, no, you're growing bacteria by making curd. You eat them. You're eating them. Yeah, but we offer it to Krishna first. We eat prasada. We honor prasada. The bacteria is all offered to Krishna.
If this is the case, then how this Patram Doyan thinks?
Because in everything there's life. You cannot avoid that. We kill the plants also. We eat plants. But we offer them to Krishna. And by offering them to Krishna, they're all given a higher birth. Just like when a soldier is fighting for his country, he may fight against another big army and he may kill many of the enemy. So he's honored, he's given a medal. That, oh, you've done very good. The Nepal army were famous fighters, the Gurkhas. They fought very brave. They fought for the British against Germany, and many of them were very great fighters, great heroes. So the government, the British, they honored them, they give them medals. But if the same people after the war, if they go and they drink and they fight, then they will get punished. Different purpose, different consciousness. One action is authorized and one action is not authorized. So like this, when we offer the food to Krishna, then all these bacteria, everything, they're all liberated, they're all benefited.
Then why not the meat? Then why not the
non-vegetarian? Krishna does not eat meat.
But bacteria is also meat.
No.
Bacteria is not meat. No. Bacteria is there in water also. Within water, with and everything, you can find some bacteria.
Yeah. And Maharshi, if we do a very broad study, whatever we are using, whatever we are wearing, whatever we are doing, it's somehow or the other they are using the meat, the animal product into that, like our shampoos, our clothes, our shoe. I think maybe some of the racing shoes, not everywhere they are using them. How many things we can avoid? Even the papers, we are reading a book. For cleaning the papers, they use that.
Yeah. And this is Kali Yuga. Everything is contaminated.
Then we're going to have all the dharmas and whatever we are using.
Yes, you should use only what you need and you should use it all in the service of Krishna.
ก็จะแล้วเวลาเราในโลกนี้ใช่มั้ยจะทุกอย่างเลยที่มีส่วนผสมของเนื้อสัตว์เนื้อสัตว์พวกสัตว์แล้วเราคนทํายังไงแล้วมาก็ว่าพอดีเป็นกาลียุคมันก็จะมีสิ่งนี้ว่าแต่ว่าเราเนี่ยควรจะใช้สิ่งนั้นในการรับใช้พระเจ้าแล้วก็ใช้เท่าที่จําเป็นเท่านั้น
Yeah, just and everything there'll be some contamination. Even sugar. They were telling Prabhupada that they use some bones to refine the sugar. Prabhupada said, yeah, Kali Yuga, nothing is pure. Everything is contaminated. So Prabhupada would prefer that we make our own paper. And Prabhupada would prefer that we grow our own vegetables, grow our own crops, better. We have keep our own cows and produce our own food. We don't want to depend on all these modern things. Because they're all so impure. Everything plastic, synthetic, so artificial. But we're so attached, we're so helpless, we can't live without them. If we give you a bullock cart, you'll say, no, I want my petrol car. I want my car, I don't want a bullock cart. No, I'm not going to go to college on a donkey.
That's how the better devotees is born, a bullock car or a donkey car.
Huh?
Are you going to be better devotees if you go to the office or the school and a bullock car or a donkey?
No, not necessarily better devotees, but if you're worried about the environment, if you're concerned about all of these things, then it will help you to have more the mode of goodness. You can associate more with the mode of goodness. And that is a help. You want to be in goodness, you have to associate with the mode of goodness. Motor cars are not generally in the mode of goodness. There's a lot of things not in the mode of goodness.
The guy who drives a bullet car is also most frustrated. I don't see him very much.
Yeah, that's why we need devotees. I mean, not just any guy driving the bullet car, but a devotee. Of course, motor cars can also be transcendental by using them in Krishna's service. When we use them for Krishna's service, then they're transcendental machines. You know, we don't give up, we don't reject the things, we spiritualize them. We make them all transcendental by using them in Krishna's service. Okay. So we will stop. Hare Krishna. Bhagavad Gita ki.